Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. This one who is at home in the Lord's house leads with a generous heart. He does not put his money out at an excessive interest rate. He doesn't always have to make a profit, either financial or otherwise, in everything he does. Right stewardship is important, using the resources entrusted to us by God for the benefit of others, not self-gain. Whatever it is that God has entrusted to us, whether it be abilities or material resources, God has given them to us to use for the benefit of others, not to feather our own nest and improve our own standing in society and our own lifestyle. Our motivation, the motivation of this godly person as they consider what they have, is how can I, what I have, be used to help others to further Christ's kingdom? And finally, this one leads in a way that is ethical. He does not take a bribe against the innocent. He resists temptation in order to do what is right. He refuses to take the easy road to prosperity or to position. What is God's promise to the righteous, godly person? He shall never, ever be moved. No storm of life can dislodge the faithful believer from his moorings. He may be shaken, he may be blown around, but not upended, not moved. It is good to remember the believer's security is not dependent on the believer's grip. Jesus made that plain, speaking of the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. My Father who has given them me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. Little ones are often unsteady enough on their feet that they can take a tumble. But if they are walking along beside Mom or Dad, and Mom or Dad is holding their hand and they stub their toe over something, maybe another toe or an obstacle in the way, what will happen? Are they going to do a face plant? No way. Not because they are hanging on to Mom or Dad, but because Mom or Dad is hanging on to them, holding their hand. It is the same way as far as our security with God. Our security and our safety with Him does not depend on how well we can hang on to His hand. He is hanging on to us. Even when we are pressed into the mold of conformity to Christ's image rather than conformity to the world, there can still be remaining defects. In eighth grade, I think I had the funnest class in all of junior high, chop class. One of the things that I got to do in chop class was play with some really cool-smelling stuff, fiberglass resin. Back then, it was still okay to have a mold of praying hands in school. So I mixed up a batch of fiberglass resin and put the mold release in the mold and filled it up to make a set of praying hands. And I came back, I don't know, we had class twice a week, I think. I came back a couple days later, popped that resin out of the mold, and the mold release didn't work quite the way it ought to. When those praying hands came out of the mold, there were defects in what was to be the finished side. They weren't smooth. There were voids where there should have been resin. Even after polishing for quite some time on a buffing wheel, all of those defects did not come out. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.